Well, it's good to be with you this morning. I'm going to talk about a journey. I haven't made a long journey. I only came from Rampton Road. So it's not too long to get here this morning. But have you ever been frightened on a journey? Yes? Yeah? We were once in France by the Dordogne River. And we've been before, and you can canoe down the Dordogne River. They take you about 15 miles upstream, and then you canoe back to where you started. And it was beautiful, lovely. And we went another year, and we took a friend with us, and she'd lost her husband, and we took her. And the canoes can only take two people. So Jan, our friend, got in a canoe, and I got a kayak. I'd never been in a kayak in my life. And they pushed off, okay, into the middle, and the river was running quite fast, and it was cold. And I pushed off, and I was about 10 yards out, and I capsized straight over. I'd never done it before. I was terrified, absolutely terrified. I started shouting, "Help, help." These two in the canoe were laughing like mad, and I was really frightened. And then I put my feet down, and I was in about that much of water. So do you worry about things that may happen, or do you take one day at a time and not worry about tomorrow? Do you? Does anybody not worry about tomorrow? We probably all do worry. And that's what the writer of Psalm 121 did. Psalm 121 is about people who were frightened on a journey and worried about what might happen on that journey. And it's known as the Traveller's Psalm. Isn't life a journey? It can be said that Christian life is a pilgrimage. The great missionary explorer David Livingstone read this psalm as he worshipped with his father and mother before setting sail for Africa. And I want us to look at this psalm together. And if I read the words in the light type, would you respond with those in the dark type? I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. Thanks be to God. Psalm 121 is marked in the title as the second of the Song of Ascents. And this is a sequence of about 15 psalms from 120 to 134, written about 1000 BC, and which were sung by pilgrims on their way to Jerusalem to visit the temple. Exodus 23:17 says, three times a year, all the men are to appear before the sovereign Lord. And so it was an obligation for the faithful Jews, if possible, to gather in Jerusalem for the Passover feast, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Ingathering, or the Feast of Tabernacles. They were like harvest festivals. And that's why in the New Testament, there are many references to Jews going to Jerusalem for the Passover and other feasts. And this journey for the psalmist and many others would have been across the Negev desert, which was fraught with danger. The name Negev in Hebrew means dry, and the desert was a dry, inhospitable place. There were thieves, the road crossed mountains and valleys. In places, the desert road was very rocky, where it is easy to slip and fall. Wild animals roamed at night, and heat stroke in the fierce summer would have been a problem. Those on this journey would have looked to the hills as places of great danger and worried about what might happen. Where does my help come from on this perilous journey? The psalmist asks. This pilgrimage, then, is a journey through life. We are all on that journey, and like the psalmist, face many dangers and difficulties along the way. I don't need to list them all, but we know they range from bereavement to financial stress, from illness to relationship problems. How often on life's journey do we ask, as the psalmist does, where does my help come from? And this is answered in two parts in Psalm 121. In verses 1 and 2, it talks about lifting up our eyes to God. In verses 3 to 8, we are told that God keeps his eyes on us. Firstly, our eyes on God. In life, like the people on the pilgrimage to Jerusalem, when we face difficulties, we want to know where our help comes from. The psalmist tells us, our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The psalmist is convinced that God can help him because God is maker of heaven and earth. With the maker on your side, there is no need to fear anything. Nothing is beyond God's reach or control. When we lift our eyes to the hills and see danger, we want to know how we can seek help. And the psalmist says, don't be afraid. Lift your eyes above the hills and seek God. Are we like little children? When a young child is anxious or frightened, who does he turn to? Who does he turn to? Or she? The parents, yeah, mummy and daddy, who are bigger than any problem. So we should remember that however big our worries, our God is bigger. And he is on our side. We pray, our Father. He is our Father. So we turn to him in times of difficulty. God's eyes are on us, verses 3 to 8. In these verses, the psalmist uses the same word six times in the six verses. The word he uses is Shema. My Hebrew's not very good, so that might have been not the correct interpretation, but Shema. And this Hebrew word means to keep, to watch over, to protect, to exercise great care over. So God is keeping his eye on us and knows when we need his protection in times of difficulty. The psalmist also makes it clear that God cares about our troubles. He's watching over you and me. He does not use the abstract truth that God is watching over his people, but the fact that God is watching over each one of us individually. The Lord watches over you, the psalmist says. In verse 3 to 4, he says, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. And these verses tell us that God keeps his eye on our ups and downs, our days and nights. Sometimes in life we find our journey an uphill struggle for all sorts of reasons. And sometimes when we're going downhill, when things are easier. Climbing up may be difficult, but it's just as easy to stumble going down as it is going up. Many of you will have gone to the Fen Edge Patch or Fen Edge Festival on the Green, yeah? And part of that was you were able to go up the parish church. Did anybody do it? Jan and I did. And going up those steps was all right, but coming down was very dodgy. wasn't it? And it could have been slippery. Coming down can be just as difficult. But God's eyes are on us going up through our ups and through our downs, through good times and bad. Sometimes the nights feel long and sleep becomes difficult. But God does not sleep. He who watches over you will not slumber. Alexander the Great was asked how he could sleep when he was surrounded in his battles by danger on every side. He said it was because he had a faithful guard who was always standing watch through the night. We have a great God who is standing watch over us through the night. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall never slumber or sleep. Verses 5 and 6. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The psalmist knew that his journey would be through the Negev desert. Anybody been in the desert? Yeah, and they're very dry and nasty places sometimes, aren't they? If you've ever been in a desert, you know it can get dangerously hot in the daytime, but extremely cold at night, can't it, in the desert? When I was younger, I used to wonder, when you see people with their camels in the desert, and they, not the camels, had thick clothing on. I always thought, well, why in this hot weather did they have thick clothes? But because of the range of temperature can be so great, it can be devastating if you're not prepared for it. God does not promise to adjust the temperature so we all live in a pleasant 70 degrees and have a life like a bed of roses with no trouble or harm. No, we're bound to have some uncomfortable days. But there will never be a day, however hot, or a night, however cold, when God's watching, loving eye will not be upon each one of us. Verse 7 says, the Lord will keep us from all harm and watches over your life. We know that although we believe in Jesus as our Saviour, that God has his eye on us. It does not mean we'll be protected from all harm in our earthly lives. The psalmist wants us to know that we should look beyond the present to the eternal truth that God is concerned with our whole lives, not just now, but forever. Our concern may be that we have a comfortable life. God's concern is that we have an eternal life. So God's promise is to keep us safe for eternal life with him. It may mean we face situations and troubles we can't understand, but crucially, God is committed to being with each one of us. The Lord's care for each one of us is continuing. He is committed to making sure we finish the journey until we finally enter life with him. In the end, we will look back and know we were kept safe. God did protect us. The Lord's care is constant. The Lord's care is close. And the Lord's care is continuing. Verse 8, he keeps an eye on our comings and goings forever. And his care is continuing. When we follow Jesus, nothing can separate us from God's will for our lives. As we read, as Ros read in Romans and we sung, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Psalm 23 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The good news then is no matter how we feel, how we think, and what we face, we are never alone. We all can know that whatever we face, we are never alone. The psalmist says, lift your eyes to the hills. And perhaps in those hills we may see a cross. And on that cross a man suffering as he takes upon himself the sins of the world. In that cross is the absolute guarantee that God cares for us. He sent his own son to die for us. The guarantee that God is able to care for us happened on the third day when God raised his son to life. We have a God who brings life from death. Whatever we face, he can bring his resurrection power to bear on it if we lift our eyes to him. The writer of Hebrews says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12 says, and God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So let's not lift our eyes to the hills and be afraid of what may be, but instead lift our eyes to the cross and be faithful to God, who is always with us, so that we are never alone. Amen.